That sounds good. Oh yeah, what you're about to hear is powered by the men of the square table, who want you to know that the garage fridge is for beer only. Duh. Miller Lite. Good call.
Here's what's coming up tomorrow morning on the Adam Carolla Show with program director Jack Silver.
Yo, yo, yo! Jackman here with tomorrow's show! We got San Diego Chargers linebacker Sean Merriman, comedian Harlan Williams, singer Amy Mann, I loved her when she was with Till Tuesday, hush, hush, keep it down now, voices Carrie, and from the Kill Bill movies, actor David Carradine. Hey, maybe he can star in a sequel, Kale Damashek.
Thank you, Jack. Call 866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, we were going to do the news right here, but we have a little breaking news of our own. Famous civil rights attorney Gloria Allred is on the phone. Now, Gloria is representing a couple of the guys that were heckled at the club by Michael Richards. She wants them to face Michael and a judge. Not sure what she's going for, but we're going to find out. Gloria?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So what now? You've represented some pretty famous and sometimes infamous people over the years.
I don't know if any of them have been infamous, but mainly what we do is represent victims. So,
well, OJ,
and we have won hundreds of millions of dollars for victims over the 30 years I've been practicing law, and we just admire their courage and are honored to work with them.
Right. Sometimes they're in it for the money, though. But OJ Simpson, Michael Jackson, Scott Peterson, Robert Blake, sometimes infamous folks, yes?
Well, we don't represent them. We represented their victims.
Smart. That's right. How's Amber Fry doing? Because the last time I saw you, I think you were working with Amber Fry, who was with the Scott
Peterson
thing.
And by the way, if victims seek compensation for the injuries that they have suffered or the wrongs that have been inflicted on them, personally, I think that's a good thing. And well, I don't think they should have to bear the cost of their wrongs. As to Amber, she's doing just great. Thank you for asking. She is married now.
Oh, really?
To a man who is in law enforcement, and he's a very nice man. I've had a pleasure of meeting him and spending some time with him.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, as always, dedicated to raising her two little children. And she's a wonderful mother, loving, very involved, caring, nurturing.
All right, let's not overdo it.
She's a therapist living in the Fresno area.
She's okay. Michael Richards, what's going on with this case?
Well, as many millions of people saw over and over, we saw Mr. Richards and his racist rants at the Laugh Factory not long ago. My clients, I now represent four African Americans who were in the the group of 23 friends.
Mm-hmm.
It was a multiracial group, I might add, that went to the Laugh Factory that night to celebrate the birthday, the 26th birthday of one of their friends. And suddenly, they were victimized. Here's what happened. The group was seated on the upper level. They came in when Mr. Richards was performing. They didn't know that he'd be performing that night or what time anything started. But so they went, they sat down, and it's the case in many comedy clubs. They were asked immediately to order drinks as a 2-drink minimum.
I know.
So they were placing their drink orders. And they might have made a little noise, nothing above normal, because 23 people are placing their drink orders.
Hey, Gloria, can I ask you quickly?
Yes.
As far as the work, I've never really been victimized, but I have done and been victimized by the 2-drink minimum, because they go, what do you want? You got to order 2 drinks. And I go, let's get started with a Heineken. And next thing you know, I get 2 Heinekens.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, let's sue them. I want to break it up. I want a Bloody Mary for my second drink. I didn't want 2 Heinekens.
Okay, well, then I think you can order whatever you like.
All right, well, get to work on that. But let's keep going. So they order, yes, and there's obviously some noise being made because a waitress is walking around getting everyone's drink
order.
Well,
that's right. And then suddenly Mr. Richards is alleged to have said from the stage something about those dumb Mexicans and African Americans, or he said blacks, in the cheap seats, referring to this group.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my client, an African American, was sitting next to his Mexican American friend, and my client Kyle Doss then said to Mr. Richards, "My friend doesn't think that's very funny, or you're very funny."
So these are the alleged hecklers, but really,
no, they weren't hecklers. He was just responding to the comment, you know, about the dumb Mexicans and the dumb blacks.
Right. So Michael Richards starts it off by hearing the noise that essentially people make when they're seated, and launches his first salvo from the stage. They respond to that.
Yes, exactly. And see, this is not captured on the tape because the tape didn't start running until a little while later.
Right.
So then after my client responds, my friend doesn't think that's very funny, then Mr. Richards responds with some more things that, by the way, are not on the tape, such as, you know, I'll be rich. In the morning, I'll still be rich, and you'll be the N-word. And
yes.
You'll still be the N-word. And, you know, I'm so rich and I can get you arrested.
Mm.
And then you see things on the tape like throw his, you know, rear end out of here.
Right.
Rear end was not the word that Mr. Richards used. And calling my clients the N-word more than 10 times. Using the, you know, referring to the statement which is on the tape about 50 years ago. You know, African Americans, and of course he used the N-word, would be turned upside down and have an effing fork put up there, you know,
right.
And he uses
another word
for rear end, referring to the ugly racism and lynching and sodomy of African Americans some years ago.
No, we understand. I mean, I saw the tape and read the transcript and all that. Gloria Allred, civil rights attorney on the phone, by the way. But here's the question. Is there a precedent for suing somebody from what they said on stage? Now, I know a lot of people have been sued when a band member threw a beer bottle into the crowd and hit somebody in the forehead, but I don't think anyone's ever gotten any money from words being exchanged, or have they?
Well, first of all, we haven't said we are going to sue him.
I'm doing the math.
And we haven't said that we are not going to sue him. Having said that, we don't think this is free speech. We think this is hate speech, and we do think we would have a strong action if we were to pursue it for intentional infliction of severe emotional distress and for a violation of the Unruh Civil Rights Act, which prohibits anyone in the state from threats of violence or attempting to intimidate someone on account of a characteristic such as race.
But wouldn't somebody argue, whoever's going to defend Michael Richards, that he's a comedian on stage? There was no threat of bodily harm.
Okay, well, this is a factual situation, and, you know, he did say on the tape, throw his, you know, rear end out, something to that effect. He is also alleged to have said, I'm rich and I can get you arrested.
Wow.
He is,
but all coming from a comedian on stage.
And over in an angry tone.
Well, Eddie Murphy's probably used it over and over on stage, too. All I'm saying is I'm not sure if this is going to be an easy one to win. And here's another question I have for you.
I might add, a lot of people have said that about my cases over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have won hundreds of millions of dollars for victims, including within the last month and a half, we've won $18.5 million jury verdict for an African-American man who was sexually harassed twice by a woman supervisor at Vons and then retaliated against by being fired because he protested the sexual harassment.
Mm.
We won $18.5 million for that, and a lot of people didn't think that case was worth 10 cents.
Wow. Go home and get your f***ing shine box.
How much do you think this case might be worth? I know you said that they had felt they had emotional damage inflicted on them and that they may or may not be seeking compensation. How much would you be seeking from Michael Richards?
Well, what we have proposed is we have issued a challenge to Michael Richards. We have urged him to sit down face-to-face, man-to-man, with our clients and listen to the pain that was caused by his constant use of the N-word targeted at them like a verbal missile, and hear why they were so upset and hurt by that, and then to acknowledge the pain that they have that he caused them and apologize to them, to do that in the presence of a retired judge, and then let the retired judge make a recommendation, which we would accept, whatever that is, and which we would like him to accept, as to what should happen next. In other words, what punishment, if any, Mr. Richards should have to suffer.
Well,
he should have to pay nothing.
Well,
for his racist rant,
I don't
and bear
think
no consequence
would,
for that.
I don't think you'd pick that retired judge.
Okay, something.
Who's picking the judge?
Gloria'll pick the retired judge.
Well, no, actually, it would be a mutually agreeable and acceptable.
All right,
retired judge, acceptable to both parties.
Well, I have a question, a hypothetical question for you, civil rights attorney Gloria Allred. What if these people were not black, but what if they were fat? Let's say they were morbidly obese and he launched into a tirade about how fat they were.
Well, let's say they were from the moon. Then this would be all a different set of facts.
No, I didn't. That wasn't my hypothetical. No. My hypothetical was overweight. Would you have the same case?
Well, you know what? We just need to talk about the facts that we have.
No, I'm asking you a pretty easy question.
We're not willing to talk about different facts in a different case with different situations.
It's not a fact. It's a hypothetical.
People do discriminate against fat people. You'd agree with that?
Well, yes, I would agree with that.
Well, do you have an answer to my question?
No, because what we're here to talk
Why
about,
not?
What we're here to talk about is discrimination on account of race.
Well, I would argue that it would hurt your cause if you answered my question honestly.
Well, it isn't a question whether it would hurt or would help, but we think that the issue of targeting someone on account of their race and hurting them.
Well, what about other issues?
That's the one we need to stay.
What about
on.
Gender?
Well, you know, people also have a right not to be discriminated against on account of their gender.
But is this discrimination?
And not to be threatened on account of their gender.
Well, again,
so,
threatened.
You know, we're dealing with the racial issue here. That's an extremely important issue. I don't think it gets enough discussion in our society.
Oh, you don't think we discuss racial issues enough? You don't think there's enough discussion of racial issues in our society?
No, I don't. Because
would you prefer it just be 100% racial issue discussion, or is the 90% we're currently residing at enough for you?
Well, I mean, I think as long as there is discrimination, as long as there is violence, as long as there are threats of violence, as long as there is, as long as people who are in a privileged position,
mm-hmm.
like you and me and, you know, a lot of other people throughout the country, as long as we don't understand what people who are African-American often face mm-hmm. and are willing to address it, then those issues are going to continue to fester and then ultimately explode in our society.
Right. And you'll be in for a taste.
Well, I will be in to try to right the wrong and seek justice.
Yeah.
I would like to think that millions of others would join in that rather than look down their nose and say that people who are suffering on account of race should just have to suffer and that privileged white people don't have a duty to do anything about it. That's not my view. I think we should all be committed to justice.
Well, justice for victims, but
yes.
it's unclear all the time, especially in these issues, if there's an actual victim.
Well, you don't think that an African-American being targeted, singled out from the stage, and being attacked, by the way, this was not part of his act, he admits that. He said this out of anger, and he admits that he was tending to
I've seen his act many times, and he uses the N-word almost every time I see him, at least 50 times. No, listen, what he did...
You don't think that's any big thing for an African-American
to
be called the N-word?
No, what I think, I'll answer...
You can use it right now on your show if you don't think it's a big thing.
I'm going to answer, if you will answer my question. I do think it was wrong, what he did.
But you don't think he should suffer a consequence?
I don't necessarily say he shouldn't. He will and has.
Like what? How has he been punished?
Well, first off, we're talking about what a jackass he is on a national radio
show. Oh, so
show.
That's enough.
Well, some would say it's the ultimate in a certain sense.
Well, I don't know. And I'll tell you why.
Why is giving away money the ultimate punishment?
Well,
isn't your name being tarnished the ultimate punishment?
Let me address your issue.
Yes.
That if he's talked about, that's punishment enough. For some people, that enhances their career of those celebrities. The name recognition alone now is a lot bigger and broader and wider than ever before, and maybe... It will actually result, as it did for Hugh Grant, in a lot more career opportunities.
Well, Hugh Grant had an established film career. That's a poor example of somebody whose career was moved along by being with a transvestite.
There are some people who have come back strong from what appears to be a scandalous situation. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Well, yeah, it's possible. But I think if you asked Michael Richards whether he prefer, or Michael Richards' representation, his publicist or his agents, whether they prefer this incident happen or not, they would have. Of course, say no.
Well, that's not the question of whether they would prefer it happen. The question is, will it enhance his career?
No.
And we don't know the answer to that
yes,
yet.
We do.
You're
the answer is no.
No, because you've got a crystal ball that I don't have.
No, I have a crystal brain that thinks logically.
Well, you don't. You really don't know about these things. So the point is, we'll leave this up
I do
to
know. I do know this hasn't helped him, just like O.J. case wasn't helped by what he did.
Well,
there's many examples
Michael,
of it.
You know, Michael Richards of killing anyone. So this is
right.
a little different.
No, I'm saying, look, what he did was wrong, and he deserves to be punished. He is being punished. He's being humiliated.
Well, you think that's... See, I think he's been out there looking for sympathy from the public, and but we're looking... And,
you're
and
looking for money.
He's been concerned, rightfully so, about the damage to his career. Now, we're concerned about the damage to our clients and to the victims. Now, you don't think that people who are African-American who are called the N-word over and over and over again... are at all victims. And I understand that's your point of view.
No, I didn't say they weren't victims.
Well, are they or not?
I don't know how to decide who's a victim and who isn't by words that are said to them.
Well,
because
see,
that's
me,
up
that's
to
easy.
Them. But
for
see,
me,
here's...
That's easy. If you call
no, it's not easy. It's not
easy.
It's easy for you because you want money. But here's the deal. If somebody calls me a cracker and I'm very hurt by that, then maybe I'm a victim. If someone calls me a cracker and it doesn't bother me, then I'm not a victim. So I can't tell you who's a victim. I can tell you who's a victim of arson. I can tell you who's had a bone broken. I can't tell you who's been victimized by words.
Well, then,
that's up
then,
to them.
And I would suggest, with all due respect, you do, you know, maybe you need to review a little bit about civil rights and how African Americans have been taunted and hurt by the use of the N-word, which is why we don't use the full word anymore, because we know that it is hurtful. And
well,
if you think,
many
if
black
you
comedians
compare,
use the full word on
know,
with stage.
With all due respect, if you think you can compare the hurt that a white person would feel as a result of the use of the word cracker against him, and the hurt that an African American would feel by the use of the word N-word, you think there's some equivalency between that? Give me a break.
Well, what about if I'm morbidly obese and you call me a fat ass?
Okay, again, you have, first of all, morbid obesity is a physical condition. And, you know, I would hope that no one would make fun of anyone on account of
that.
Well,
they did in my hypothetical question,
okay,
so please
did,
address
I'm
it.
I'm just telling you, I want to focus on racial issues.
Oh, because you know this would hurt your argument. That's why
no,
you don't want to address it. Of course,
that,
if you had a logical answer for my hypothetical question, you would give it at this point. But
well,
you don't,
you know, like,
so you won't.
If you would like some free legal advice, you know,
you can't
free,
answer a hypothetical question.
Gloria
Allred, you cannot, you're not capable of answering a basic hypothetical question.
Well, you know what? I don't need to be answering that on your show. When
of
I
course,
talk about
because
racial,
you have no answer, because you
I
have an answer that would hurt your argument.
You obviously don't think that issue is important enough.
Oh, there you go. That's right. Imply I'm a racist. That's a good way to get out of not
no,
answering a very basic
a
question. Very smart card you play,
no,
Gloria Allred. Every
Richard
time somebody has a question, every time someone has used logic to corner you, you play the race card and get them on the run.
There's no
diabolical.
Way to play.
It's not going to work. Either answer the question or I'm going to get off the phone.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All right. Coward. Coward.
Goodbye. That was fantastic.
Wow.
She won't answer it. But look, when people don't answer questions, it's because they don't have an answer. It's no different than being back in school. How much is 3 times 35? I know the answer. I'm just not going to share it with you. Of course. Look, what Michael Richards did was horrible. That's not my argument. He's an ass. He snapped. He deserves to be punished. I just don't like the idea that money has to be extracted from somebody every time something happens. I don't like the vultures like Gloria Allred swooping in and dipping their beak into the pond. That's what I don't like. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes feelings are hurt. Sometimes people are hurt. And sometimes people need to apologize. And sometimes people are their careers damaged by it, their relationships are damaged by it, whatever it is, their soul is damaged by it. But there's not always a monetary number that can be assigned to every event. That's my beef. And of course they play the race card. You don't think this was wrong? No. Here's what I think is wrong. Somebody giving money to somebody else every time something wrong happens. That's the part I don't like. That's the society I don't want to live in. What he did is wrong. What I think is wrong as well is him giving money to people because he was wrong. I don't like the idea that you have to dig in your wallet every time you put your foot in your mouth. And I don't buy the fact that everyone's a victim all the time. I agree what he said was wrong, and I agree these guys could have been hurt by it. He apologizes, and everyone moves on with their life, and his career is never the same. I'm all right with that. I don't need the Gloria Allreds of the world getting 20% when somebody that isn't her race gets yelled at by somebody else that isn't her race. I don't like her getting 20% off of that.
You do feel like, though, that these guys should get an apology from Michael Richards if that's what they would like.
Of course. Of course I do. And this idea that the Glory All Reds of the world have to play that race card every time you want to debate them logically. Oh, okay, so you don't think the lynchings in the South in the 50s, you're for that then? Was that something you think was a glorious time in American history?
You wish you were there, don't you, Carolla?
Of course.
Question was such a good one, because I do feel like I have seen comedians on stage, and they, if they get heckled, which I thought this was a good point, Gloria Allred, she distinguished what they were doing from heckling. They were simply ordering drinks, according to her. But let's just say someone in the audience was heckling and they were obese. I've seen a comedian say, you know, hey, fat ass. Now, that's horribly abusive to the woman in the audience as well. She deserve money?
It's a condition. It is something that has a genetic component in it. It is not exactly the same as race, but there are many similarities, and I think it's an interesting example and an interesting hypothetical, and I would have liked to hear her argument why this is not the same. Obviously, she could not make a point, thus chose not to answer a hypothetical.
You made Gloria Allred hang up the phone. That
not,
was spectacular.
Not since Ann Coulter.
But instead, chose to talk about people from the moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think we all agree that that was a horrible incident and should never have happened.
But this was a spectacular incident. What we just
thank you. Thank you, America. We'll take a break. We'll be back with news and sports after this.